Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jennifer?
Yeah, sorry, my phone cut off. So what was the question you had said?
I didn't ask a question. I'm sorry. I was actually just confirming if it was for Casa Verde under the name for Marco Ortiz.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Now, the security question is, what is your first pet's name?
Good question. Did by any chance did he put Amanda?
Yes, that's correct.
I got it.
Awesome. So just so you know, right, it looks like I see that Tanya was the one that was helping you out the previous time. Unfortunately, she's no longer available, so I could definitely be the one to reach out to her and help you out, of course. You mentioned that you had, I believe, some fraudulent or something happened, some suspicious activity. I'm sorry. I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
It hung up. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, tell me a little bit more, please.
Okay, so what I understand is, I guess he's trying to work with Google and getting Google from customers, and when customers from Google call, a certain number is going to appear.
Okay, good question. Let me go ahead and double-check the number that appears. Normally, we have something that's called a call tracking number for our clients, which is what's seen on Google Maps, for example, any kind of information that we're putting out. Right? So give me a second here. Okay, so it does look like you have a call tracking number. The call tracking number is 661-461.
Okay, let me fix that. 661.
461. 5737.
So 461-5737?
Well, the area code is 661.
Okay, 661. Okay, so now the thing is, so we did get two callers from that number, actually. We have one, two, three, four, five. But there are people, or it's this guy calling from Yelp. So we're not interested in Yelp service. So I don't know what's going on. Because it's not like the customer that wants to, like, to get our service done. It's somebody that's calling us regarding Yelp.
Yeah, someone that's trying to sell you maybe a service that they offer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I see exactly what you mean. Yes, so the way it works, right, is whenever this phone number comes in, right, it's your call tracking number, okay? So, for example, if somebody is online, they search on Google, this is the number that they're going to see and they're going to dial. Once it dials, it asks them to press 1 or 2. Once they press the 1 or 2, the number goes directly to your line, okay? It goes to the number 661-648-7067. Now, on that screen, right, it's going to appear that the call tracking number is the number that's calling, okay? It's basically how it's going to appear. Once you're done with the call, you're going to get information from the client, the actual number, and it's also going to be on the client dashboard. That way you can always see who's calling in. And as well, you should be able to listen to the calls, okay? So let's say if you had a conversation with somebody and you want to listen to the call, you can, okay? So right now I'm currently opening your client dashboard. And, yes, I do see about six calls and three messages.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is from Google, it looks like, Google Verified. Did you call yourself? I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. I called around 1:39. I called myself, and they gave me that because the calls I got at 11:55, that one, I answered it, and it was I answered it, and it was the same, Google, Local Splash, blah, blah, blah. And then I got an email as well.
Yes, so that's the way the call tracking number works. If, let's say, somebody calls you, and for any reason, maybe you don't answer, you answer it, you're always going to get notified that they try to call you. This is just so we don't lose any potential leads, right? Now, unfortunately, you are right. There are times where people are going to be calling you, trying to sell you things. But that's because you have a higher online presence now. And that's basically what they see, right? They see you online, and they just want to reach out to you. And since you're doing the services for SEO, which is a search engine optimization, then, yes, you will be probably getting calls in regards to maybe Yelp, right? If you ever need help with Yelp ads, we do help with that. So please feel free to ask us questions in regards to that. And I could even have one of our specialists reach out to you. And that should definitely help out as well, right?
Okay. So the person, if that person tries to call, is regarding if it's like somebody's trying to sell us Yelp or any other platforms out there, that number, that tracker number is going to appear, right?
That's correct. So anybody that tries to call you, let me put it this way. If you see the call tracking number on the screen, right, then it definitely I would recommend to answer it because it could be a potential client. But, yes, it could also be, let's say, a competitor, someone trying to sell you a different service, right? So though that's going to be a part of it as well. Now, we do hope that you get more leads than actual spam calls, let's call them, right?
Okay, I understand now. So the email that's going to be appearing when, if I miss the call or if I'm not sure, it's going to be at nonreplylocalsplash.com?
Yeah, it's basically going to give you the information. And then from there, let's say if you don't even want to open the email, don't worry, just open up the client dashboard, and it should be on there, okay? You should be able to see all the calls that are coming in. And again, you'll be able to hear the recording in case you need to.
Okay, yeah, client dashboard, right?
Yes, the client dashboard. Do you need me to send you your credentials, or have you logged in before?
I have not logged in. I'm not sure about Marco, but can you send it to make sure? Because we have already spam out there for Google Verify, and he put out information, so now we're kind of like
overrun with info.
So yeah, go ahead and send us information.
Okay. So I sent you the information. It's going to be titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting. You're going to get a text and an email, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, awesome. Now, please, if you have any questions, any concerns, I'll be helping you from here on out, so feel free to send me a text. We can set up appointments if you need to that way. Other than that, we are open from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, okay?
Okay, anyone, can I get your name one more time?
Yes, of course. My name is Ivan, and you can have my extension as well. It's 4746.
4746. 4746.
That's correct.
Okay, no worries. And also, that one call I missed at 11, if I go to the link you sent me and he left a voicemail, we could go from there as well, correct?
Yes, but if somebody calls you, right, and even though they're calling using the call tracking number, if you don't answer, it should give you the option. It should give the customers the options to leave you a voicemail. So you can definitely check your own voicemails, but definitely always try to check your client dashboard because you're also going to see messages that you might miss, right? And you can also see where the calls are coming from. Let's say, for example, if it's coming from just the regular Google or Google Verified, right? So you'll be able to make the difference or tell the difference.
Okay, I see. Okay, then thank you so much, Ivan, and I will pass this information down to Marco, and we'll go from there, but regardless, we'll give you a call, anything, because it happened to us already.
Okay, yes, please let us know. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope you have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.